To the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. This is episode number 26 on Monday, May 23rd. Appreciate you stopping in. I'm your host, Chris, the new and the used is my producer name. If you want to look me up, you can find me on all major platforms as the new and the used. Also, of course, looking for Pickles and Beats on all your favorite platforms. Helps us out so much, whether that's giving a like, a share, follow, again, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, wherever your, listening platform is, please go give us a look up, give us a like and a share and a follow. Once again, it's just under Pickles and Beats. And obviously, again, our homepage, I talk about it all the time. You can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and that's our homepage, which also has links to all your favorite platforms. So thanks for popping in here. Whether it's Monday, May 23rd for you, or you're listening on a future day, I appreciate you stopping in. Today's episode is going to be all featuring crate digging lo-fi. So more of a boom bap feel, I think, throughout this episode. Some new releases, some old stuff, just a nice mixture of things, but just kind of feeling the vibe today, kind of feeling ourselves a little bit, and so hope you're having a good day out there, and we're going to jump into some music right away, just because, why not? And this artist, I believe I've had on before, I believe I've featured some of their stuff, it's Astro, A-S-T-R-O, and it looks like, when you look them up on Spotify, they got a space between each letter, but Astro, so it might have been another Astro that I've featured before that, doesn't have the space between the letters, it'd be a weird coincidence, somewhat, I guess, but anyway, this track is called Swing, S-W-I-I-N-G, so Swing. And then by the artist named Astro. So we're going to give it a listen, break it down on the backside, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 26. It's kind of crate digging here today, so you're going to hear some sample-based stuff, whether they're sampling themselves or actually digging. To me, it's just got that heavy boom bap feel, so let's give it a listen. Again, that was Swing by Astro, A-S-T-R-O. Kind of reads right off of his page here. It says, following extensive experiences as a drummer for several bands, it is now alongside his machines that Astro walks the Swiss musical scene. Offering a most singular lo-fi hip-hop sound, it is by manipulating lost and found samples from all corners of the earth that he forms his soft and cheerful music. So, awesome stuff. Swiss producer here, Astro. Once again, that track was called Swing. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 26. You know, all around, you know, I'm using the term boom bap loosely, but just heavy on the bass snare back and forth, but and just kind of keeping that consistent vibe throughout the whole track. I'm using it definitely loosely, but kind of a sample-based feel overall. I really personally like the, you know, the breakdown in the middle. It always makes it feel like, oh, okay, it's just going to be one of those where they sample something off of a record and then, you know, maybe just a little chunk out of a jazz record and then move on to the next piece. But this kind of is slightly misleading in that aspect where it just breaks down for a second in the center and then comes back in with that second melody on top of it, kind of a bell, glockenspiel, piano vibe to it. Overall, really, really cool track. So once again, I just want to remind you, you can listen to Pickles and Beats on all your favorite platforms just by looking us up as Pickles and Beats. But also, we are a label and release music. So if you look up just Pickles and Beats as the label or musician, I guess, if you want to look at it like that, you can find us there. And there is the Pickles and Beats daily playlist on Spotify. There's not a daily playlist yet on Apple Music or other platforms. It's strictly Spotify right now. But keep your eyes and ears open. Look for the links. You'll see them start to pop up more often. But let's jump into the next track. It's called Madness by Collaborative Track. It's DLJ, Bastien Bryson, and Nathan K. Looks like a three-way collaborative piece here. This is our episode 26, kind of a crate-digging lo-fi, looking for some sample-based beats. And I think we found a few. So check this out. This track's called Madness. Thank you. track by DLJ, Bastien Bryson, and Nathan K. The track's called Madness, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode 26. It's a Monday, May 23rd, if you're listening as a brand new podcast here. But if you're listening in the future, that's okay. Nothing's really relevant to the day other than I like to point it out. This is, I've called it crate digging, but, you know, obviously if you're listening to that track, you can tell most of that's all live musicianship right there. I don't think there's much crate digging, maybe other than some drum samples potentially, but I'm not really sure of the, to be honest with you, of the breakdown of the instrumentation there, but I'm assuming somebody did the drum sampling or the you know, the sequencing of the drums, and somebody did maybe the piano and bass, or maybe just the piano. Those piano skills, I definitely highlighted those in my notes here. I was writing them down as I was listening, but definitely some great piano skills there. The horn pads coming in, probably, again, one of those three artists, Nathan K., Bastien Bryson, or DLJ, one of those probably are the horn player in there making up those pads. And then kind of breaks down to no drums for a few bars, and then boom, comes in this really big sound. It's just quality all around. I'm a big fan of that track. As I've mentioned before on previous episodes, if you've never heard, the way I come up with a lot of these tracks are either by email submissions and kind of stands out to me, or when I'm listening to some of my favorite playlists, I'll, you know, listen to the first few 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds, and if it stands out, boom, I'll put it on the playlist and listen to the full length of it live and right now with you, and then break it down a little bit. I'm trying not to get too harsh. It's always positive stuff, so I'm not looking to critique anything too major, but I just give a little bit of a review, and as we listen here together, move on kind of with our days, and get maybe turned on to some new musicians or producers, and maybe a new style or new genre if this is new for you. I'd like to introduce you to a wide variety of different things, so why not do it? And speaking of, let's jump into the next track. It's called CJ, S-E-E-J-A-Y, by Nokia and Sling Dilly. Nokia and Sling Dilly is a collaborative track. It's called CJ. So let's give that a listen. We'll break it down on the back end. Once again, I'm your host, Chris, the new and the used. And this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 26, Crate Digging. Nokia, Sling Dilly, CJ. And Sling Dilly with the track called CJ, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 26. And that's definitely a head bobber track right there. I like the lo-fi, fully real gritty stuff at the beginning. You know, adds a little bit of that tension, and then releasing into the track of the heavy drum beat there that slaps super hard. I like it, definitely Dilla inspired, kind of rushing the snare a little bit, and coming in late with that kick just kind of keeps you rolling through. Overall, great job. Love the synth and the atmosphere in there. It's not super heavy in the track. You kind of got to listen for it, but kind of, again, adds just a little bit more atmosphere, a little bit of color throughout the track. And then, of course, throwing in those tiny little chunks of vox, maybe a word or a little phrase or a little piece here or there. It has all those little ingredients you need to make a cool kind of sample-based lo-fi boom-bap sound. Overall, I guess. I don't know if we're putting labels to things here. That's kind of how I looked at it, and that's what stood out to me when I started listening to a few of these tracks on the playlist. I was like, hey, these six go together really well, and we'll highlight those and give them a listen all the way through, and here we are. So let's jump into another track here in just a second. Want to remind you once again, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, of course, so you can find us at anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. Or on your favorite platform, just search out Pickles and Beats. I think the next track we're going to jump into is Flughand. I've had Flughand highlighted on this podcast multiple times. But this track, I think, is a new track, if I'm not mistaken. Like, new. Like, within the past week or so. I actually got to take a look real quick. I believe it just came out April 29th, so today's Monday, May 23rd. So it's been out for about a month so far, if you're listening today. But overall, great track. I don't think I forgot to highlight it yet, and I feel like it fits in really well with what we're doing today. So once again, my name is Chris, your host. The new and the used is my producer name, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm going to jump in right to another track here. Hope you're having a great day, morning, afternoon, you know, evening, whatnot, and just kind of chilling, hanging with us. Remember, you can go to that anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and send direct messages, join in on poll questions, all that stuff. So we love to get your feedback. And then, now they have put out the option on Spotify as well as Apple Music to leave some sort of a review, or you don't have to write anything. You could just give stars. So if you feel so inclined, it does help us out a whole lot, to get on people's algorithms and whatnot. So if you have a moment to give a little bit of a feedback, give a little star up there, we'd appreciate it quite a lot. So let's listen to Flughand, and this track is called Onya, O-N-I-A. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 26. Check it out. Flughand. Again, not a long track. It's about a minute and 30 seconds there, but it's got just a great vibe throughout. I think you know, right when I heard it kind of coming up on my release radar, I think is where I initially heard this track come up. I was like, this has a pretty good feel to it. And I like the overall, the keyboard sparkles to it. You know, I've always enjoyed Flukon's drums. The drums that he uses, I don't know if they're his own or he samples somewhere. I need to kind of learn a little bit more about Flukon. So if you're out there listening, Flukon, please reach out. Let me know. I'm interested in setting up an interview. I've sent a couple messages. I always put out these messages, these random messages, trying to put together more interviews. If you haven't listened to our Dimension 32 highlight and had a good interview with him, Lo-Fi Girl producer, guitarist, amazing musician, please go check that out. But always out here looking for more interviews. I don't want to become a giant interview podcast, but having some producers on that we get to highlight is always nice. So anyway, but that was Flukon with Onya. The sparkles kind of there, the real awesome textures from the keyboards, the drums overall, big highlight to me, without a doubt. That's what stood out to me, is why I put it on the playlist, put it in the pickle jar, all that stuff. But we're going to jump into the last track here and then get out of here for this episode, and look forward to the next. I got some big plans for the rest of this this week here and into the rest of the month with some new releases coming up. And speaking of a new release, but this track right here is a brand new release. It's called Praise, and it's a track by me, actually, a producer here, the new and the used. My name is Chris, and I'm getting ready to release here in the next couple months. I'm putting some finishing touches to some tracks, of putting together like a low-wop release, where a lot of doo-wop stuff has been sampled or resampled and or recreated to create this kind of highlight to doo-wop, but in a lo-fi way. And so that's what I did here on this track. It's called Praise. This will be one of the singles coming off of it. It's already been released, but the full length, I'm not sure if it'll be an EP or an LP, probably an LP. There's enough music on there for one. But that should be coming on the next few months, maybe over the summer here of 2022. So let's listen to Praise, and I'll talk a little bit about it on the back end. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Check it out. My name is Chris. Again, the producer name is The New and The Used. It was a track I put out just a couple weeks ago, highlighting some kind of low-wop, is what I'm going to call it there. I guess it's if it hasn't already been scooped up. Got it set to release already. I believe the date is in July, if I'm not mistaken. I'll be talking about it more. I've got some other releases coming up before that, so I don't want to talk too much about it before the other ones come out first. But just highlighting a lot of doo-wop music in a lo-fi manner, I guess is what you could say. And so that track right there was called Praise. And you're listening to, once again, the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This was episode number 26. I call it crate digging lo-fi. Obviously, there was some tracks with highlighting some crate digging or maybe some sample-based stuff. But also, we got to hear some live instrumentation that had maybe some of the influence of the crate diggers, without a doubt, as far as like a beat making goes, or, you know, the way the drums are put together or the way they're, you know, sequenced, kind of has that heavy boom bap feel or maybe that sample based feel overall. But as I always like to say, you know, if this is your first episode, I appreciate you so much. Please come back and listen again, because you might get a different feel every single episode. It's not always the same, that's for sure. I like to make it that way. Sometimes things repeat, but sometimes, you know, as far as things like vibes might repeat, like a chill feel or a boom bap feel or whatnot, but it's all about kind of what's on my plate or how I'm feeling at the moment. So, or whatever kind of might, you know, come up to spark something to lead to a fun episode. We've highlighted guitar stuff, we've highlighted piano stuff, we've highlighted, you know, sample based things, night tracks, things that we're going to be highlighting some sleepy tracks this week. So, if you're not into the sleep stuff, then you might not like that episode, but we're going to have some sleep-based lo-fi, kind of a wide range of stuff. But remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find links to all your favorite platforms. Otherwise, just look for Pickles and Beats on any of your favorite platforms, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Spotify, Apple Podcast, everything. We are out there as Pickles and Beats. So as I always like to say, remember, keep it lo-fi and have a great rest of your day, week, afternoon, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.